Hi, my name is Colin, and I just spent the last 10 minutes talking to a phone that wasn't recording me. I'm also out here in downtown Omaha after I just realized that the shift that I'm supposed to cover for my coworker actually isn't today, but it's a week from today. I was a whole week off. Yeah. Great. So that right now it's like 8:45. I'm in downtown Omaha, and I don't know what to do with myself. I figured that now that I'm down here in downtown Omaha, I would go and check out what the insects cameras look like and how much they cost at Urban Outfitters. Because Dave is actually visiting in a few weeks. 2 weeks, actually. In a couple weeks here, he's going to be visiting. And I've actually been keenly interested in getting either an Instax camera or one of Fujifilm's smartphone printers. And I have two of them, the SP2 and the SP3. Back in, like, February, I actually purchased one of Fujifilm's Instax Mini 7s, which you take the picture, and it prints off a picture right away. A miniature, very tiny picture, immediately. And these pictures are in the 9:16 aspect ratio. So it's the same thing as 16:9, except it's vertical. It's a vertical format image. And this isn't like obviously. It's a new thing relative to the current trend of camera technology where everything's digital, it's all saved to a file that you can post anywhere on social media and stuff like that. These Instax cameras don't have memory cards. What you do is you put in the film into the back of the camera, close it, and then when you take a picture, the camera impresses that image onto the film, and then the film prints out, and then you have a picture. A one-of-a-kind only copy that exists of that image picture that you can, that's physically tangible, you can hold in your hand. It's, and the, there's something really cool and special about that. It's, when I've been looking at these cameras initially, I was like, why the fuck would anyone want to do that? Like, what if it was a bad picture? Well, then you just threw away money on a piece of film and it was bad. And the other side of that is, the other thing that I was thinking was, well, why the fuck would you want to do that? Like, why not just, like, get the picture that you want and then print it, but you still have a file just in case you lose the really good picture, you know? But it's something undeniably, like, special about having a picture where it's the only one that you have, and it might not be perfect, but that's it, you know? There's something about that memory that you can't reproduce. And I've gotten a few pictures with the Instax Mini 7 that I bought secondhand that are really cool. The vertical format, 9:16 pictures. And they're really tiny. But the thing that's neat about Fujifilm's cameras and that's different from other portable printer technology. Other portable printers use zinc paper, where you take the picture and then the device will impress the picture onto the paper using heat. The ink is actually in the paper itself, and the printer will use varying levels of heat and apply it to the paper to make the paper change colors to form the image. The picture will print out, then you have the picture, and you can, it's actually sticky back, so you can peel the, what the hell is this guy doing? Oh, this guy works for, I'm behind Urban Outfitters right now, and there's an employee right in front of me. And he just knocked on the door. Yep. The paper is sticky back, so you can peel the back off the image, and you can stick it anywhere. It's a sticker. It's really cool. The thing about Fujifilm's cameras and their printers that are super cool is they're not heat-based, they're chemical-based. So when you take the picture, it prints out, and then after about a good 2 or 3 minutes, the picture fades into view from white, just like a Polaroid. The film, is pretty much exactly like Polaroid pictures. Super cool, and it has the white border background. Doesn't have the sticky back though, so if you want to scrapbook with it, it's going to be thicker than zinc paper, and you're not going to be able to just stick it on there. You're going to have to, if you want to stick it into like a book or something like that, you're going to need to get those little corner pieces that hold the picture there, or use a glue stick or something to apply it to the paper. But it's super cool, and the film costs more. So for every zinc paper picture that you print out, it's 50 cents per picture. For the Fujifilm Instax film, it's $1 per picture. Yeah, it's about $1 per picture. So, but I got this camera back in February, and I purchased a pack of 20 from Walmart, and I haven't even gotten through the first 10 photos. So, I'm not too worried about spending a shitload of money on film. And the thing that separates the SP2 from the SP3, these are smartphone printers. They don't have any of the camera functions. It's a smartphone printer that you connect to via Bluetooth. And the difference between those two printers is that the SP3 takes square 1x1 format photos, so a 1x1 aspect ratio instead of a 9x16. So just like Instagram photos that are perfectly square, that's what the printer prints out. And on Amazon, they're selling it for $150. That's 25% off the MSRP of $200. That's why I'm looking at it. And I came to Urban Outfitters, but they open at 11, and it's 9 o'clock. So, fucking fantastic. So, I'm just going to drive home. In the meantime, I will present you with a little bit of music, and then I'll talk about the next segment of this episode. Okay, there's a new show. You've heard the name Sacha Baron Cohen, right? He's known for his characters. Borat is probably his most famous character, but he also has Ali G that he's known for, and Bruno. Those three characters, he's pretty much completely like that. That's those are the characters he's known for. He has a new show on the Showtime network called Who Is America? And basically, from what I understand, Who Is America is he's talking to a bunch of people about American policy, American culture, shit like that. And he has four new characters that he's doing this with that he has that no one's ever like he's never actually played before for on television, so nobody has any idea that these characters are characters played by a comedian. But Sacha Baron Cohen has this new show, and it premiered for the first time, I think, last week, Wednesday. And I saw a few, like, 1 or 2 minute clips on Twitter previewing the show, and it's absolutely, it's a fucking riot. It's hilarious, but at the same time, it's like, these are the people in power speaking, and they actually fucking, like, believe this. It's fucking crazy. And so Showtime actually pushed onto their YouTube page a 10-minute preview of their first episode. And if you haven't seen it already, go ahead and put this podcast on pause. Follow the link in the episode description and go see the 10-minute preview. It's crazy. The next segment that I'm about to play for you, I watched the 10-minute episode, the 10-minute preview for the first time myself. I saw a few bits and pieces of the preview here and there, but I never saw all 10 minutes in one whole piece, and there was a lot of stuff that I hadn't seen yet in the preview. I watched it with David, Gabrielle, and Lauren, who had never seen or heard about this. And it's, so this next segment is basically us watching it, and these are our reactions.
I swear to God, no one named one country.
Where?
On the streets.
No, of New York. Name U.S.?
Of New York. New York. York.
York.
New York.
Could you name the countries?
New York was number one.
They couldn't even say U.S.
They couldn't even point out the U.S. They couldn't point out anything. Everyone always said, name a country. Africa. And then she's like, that's a continent. Can you point out South Africa? And they just point at the top. I'm just like, South Africa, and you point at the top of Africa. And then, of course, there's like an 8-year-old, and then he's pointing out literally every single country.
I feel like they probably heavily doctored.
No, like, no. You have to watch it. These people, like, don't know where the U.S. is.
I'm just saying, though, like, how many people did get it and they didn't include in the clip?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it could go viral.
Yeah, but how many people can't point out the U.S.? Like, there should be none. You live in New York and you don't even know where the U.S. is on the map?
You know they live there! We have Florida!
They're all white people. All
apparently
only white people live in America. What is this?
This is the thing I was talking about.
Afghanistan says the Bushmaster semi-automatic rifle, the type of rifle that Adam Lanza used to kill 20 children and 6 more adults, is quite a blast to shoot with. Guns are fun. Some of them are much more cool than others. Are you proud of what you said?
getting me all gross.
It's just a fact. In America, there have been a lot of shootings in the school and in the university. What do the liberals say is the reason for this and this solution?
Well, they blame it on guns.
Yeah,
it's crazy because...
They blame it on the guns?
Yes.
Yes. We started
there,
in Israel in Israel for kindergartens.
Okay.
With women from the age 16 down to the age 3.
Yeah, well, I think it would be a good idea. We've been pushing something along this line for years, but really haven't gotten any traction with it. We were thinking 7th or 8th grade. You're talking much younger than that.
My son was
in
the very first program. May he rest in peace.
The
guy on the right? He's playing a character.
On the left.
That's developing. If you're learning right and wrong, if they haven't developed that, they can be very effective soldiers. This year, in our state government, they had a bill put in that would have made it illegal for someone 4 years old to we killed the bill.
They tried to stop 4 year old children from having access to guns.
Yes.
What is the logic that these people come up with?
They just think the children can't handle it.
What three-year-olds who are real experts at what they do, not three-year-olds who are reckless. And we don't teach two-year-olds because they call it the terrible twos for a reason. So I would like to tell you to do instructional video for three-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. Hello, children. My name is Ron Moran. I here to show you that guns, when used responsibly, will turn into grown-ups and help keep you safe in your school. Here to help teach you is Philip Van Cleef. Not every strange man you meet gonna be friendly and non-threatening like me.
Today, we're going to teach you how you can stop these guns and have them take a long nap.
That's right, and that's why you're going to meet a friend of mine. His name is Papi Pistol. Now, Philip, will you show us how to feed Papi Pistol?
To feed him, take his lunchbox and push it in his tummy like this. And just remember to point Papi Pistol's mouth right at the middle of the bad man. If he has a big fat tummy, point at that.
Great!
Oh my god.
He's ready to put the naughty man on a very long time out.
How about the magical
unicorn? Well, this is one for the girls. It's a lovely little unicorn that you can play with. And Tots, you gotta learn that Dino Gun eats and spits his candy really fast.
Lucky Chip RPG will take you to the moon.
Or rather, the bad guys are going to the moon if they jump to school with a truck full of big, scary fireworks.
And introducing BFF. Start the gun for infants 24 months and under. BFF is so easy to fire. Even a baby is
easy. BFF wants to help pull the string from a bad guy.
Oh my god, no.
They met the head, shoulders, not the toes.
Is this on YouTube?
Head, shoulders, not the toes, not the toes.
What?
Is this on YouTube?
Eyes,
yeah.
Ears, and belly.
Also, the dude on the left is being
head,
legit.
Shoulders,
yeah.
Not the toes, not the toes.
Fire!
How does he not think this is fucking weird?
It was time to take it to the nation's capital. I just arrived in Washington to see if someone would back my kindergarten's program. I need to find politicians who would fight for the Second Amendment right of toddlers to bear firearms at preschool. So I met with lobbyist Larry Pratt, director of Gun Owners of America, which have 1.5 million brave members.
The evil's in our hearts, not in the guns.
Do you think the liberals are using these school shootings to further their anti-tragedy agenda?
They're trying, but it's not that hard to find a student who does think that way, because that's what they're being taught in the schools.
We actually found out that in schools, it's not only important about the teachers, it's important about certainly if children.
Oh, that's great.
We train from 16-year-old up to 4 years old.
This segment of the conversation, we absolutely cause heads to explode here in this country.
Why? Because they would be shocked?
Because they're so prejudiced against young people having guns, and especially in a school.
The only thing that can be a bad man with a gun is a good boy with a gun.
Yeah? Even a good toddler.
Exactly. A toddler, really. The great thing about toddlers is they don't have any fear of guns. This fear is really given to you by the media.
That's a good point. Well, if they hear somebody shouting Alejo, they're likely to instinctively go for that gun.
We had one problem with this. There was a group of governor was playing, and he said, Alejo, you got shot.
Pray in secret.
Oh my.
Women need a gun, you know. My wife, she shot me once. What can I do? I get horny in the middle of the night. But it's not the rape, it's your wife,
right?
Just shook hands.
What did he say?
It's not rape, if it's your wife. And he laughed and shook his hand.
Oh my God.
What do we need in order to introduce this program into America?
There are a few members of Congress that I think would be as receptive to what you're doing as I have been. I'd be very happy to see if we could get them interested to set some time aside.
Okay, let's see if we can stop these anti-gun people from getting everyone here.
Yeah, they've got blood on their hands.
Oh my God. The fucked up thing is they have no idea that this is...
You want me to say on television that I support 3 and 4 year olds for firearms? Is that what you're asking me?
Oh, he's a current rep.
Yes.
You can
typically members of Congress don't just hear a story about a program and then indicate whether they support it or not.
I support the kindergarten program. We in America would be wise to implement it too. It's something that we should think about, America, about putting guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, good guys, whether they be teachers or whether they actually be talented children or how to train preschoolers.
Maybe having the young people trained and understand how to
Republican for California
in their school might actually make us safer here.
A three-year-old cannot defend itself from an assault rifle by throwing a Hello Kitty pencil case at it. Our founding fathers did not put an age limit on the Second Amendment.
The intensive 3-week kindergarten course introduces specially selected children from 12 to 4 years old to pistols, rifles, semi-automatics, and rudimentary knowledge of mortars. In less than a month...
What? A mortar?
A first grader can become a first grenader. Congress
can do it.
Fuck, they're serious. Homosexuality. They don't worry.
What the fuck?
What did he say?
Toddlers are untainted by something or homosexuality.
At age 4, a child processes images 80% faster than an adult, meaning that essentially, like owls, they can see in slow motion. Children under 5 also have elevated levels of the pheromone Blink 182, produced by the part of the liver known as the Rita Ara. This allows liver reflexes to travel along the Cardi B neural pathway to the Wiz Khalifa 40% faster, saving time and saving lives. When it comes to the safety of our children, the way to stop a bad guy with a gun
is a good kid with a gun.
Good kid with a gun. Good child with a gun. Happy shooting, kids.
Yummy?
Wow.
Yummy?
Let me show you the other thing.
They actually, on the full episode, I actually heard that they got
Sarah Palin and Bernie Sanders on it too. Probably not about the same. I don't know if it's about the same thing though, but.
Are you done?
Oh, disconnect.
Finished?
Sarah Palin, oh my god, she's such a fucking whore.
Well, she went on, I think, CNN or Good Morning America or something like that, and she was like, yeah, they tricked me into doing it. I was like, no, someone actually came to you, presented an idea, and you responded to it. You weren't tricked.
The joke is like, you can talk to somebody, convince them to just read from a prompter, sign a waiver to say that we could use this footage, and then... But I feel like they might not really then be fully aware of what they're saying, like, because they're idiots.
Well, they literally said...
Well, they're politicians. They should know that anything they say is going to...
Against them.
Well, anything that they say that is going to be in a TV show...
Oh, well, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're idiots.
It's not like they were like...
Jim?
He was playing a character... And, but all the people that he talked to didn't know that this was a character. They thought he was an actual, like, reporter. Well, they thought he was...
I'd be like, this guy doesn't seem like a real person.
This is going to make people's minds blow. Why? Because they'll get shot?
Yeah. Their minds would be blown.
What's wrong, baby? What's wrong?
All right, let's see. Can you name a country?
What's wrong?
There's plenty of easy countries for general people that don't know anything about geography, but for God's sake, these people can't name one.